Gary Cantrail, otherwise known as Lazarus Lake, created a race called the Biggs Backyard Ultra. He calls it the race with no finish line. It is a last man standing race. It consists of a 4.1666-mile loop. It is a mixture of trails through the woods and road. The thing about this race is that runners have to start, be at the starting line for the next loop at the top of every hour. If they run the loop in, say, 40 minutes, they'll have 20 minutes to rest and eat before they have to be back at the starting line. Anybody who is not at the starting line at the top of the hour is automatically out. And the race goes until only one runner is left. In 2019, the last man standing was Maggie Goodrell. Maggie ran for 60 hours straight, and she ran a total of 250 miles. Now, even before Maggie did this, some of the so-called experts in ultramarathon running have had discussions. I've seen them online. I've seen there's in magazines. These people have been talking about why women seem to be able to compete head-to-head with men in ultra distances of 100 miles or more. Now, in shorter races, you know, men you usually are faster than women. But when it gets up to 100 miles, oftentimes women are the outright winners of the entire race. I mean, they have a women's division, but a lot of times women will beat even the top male competitors. And these discussions about why women do so well, I think most of the discussions, most of the people who are doing this are talking about it are men. And so here I am, a man, about to offer my opinion on this topic. So luckily, this is not live and you can't throw stones. I believe, here's my opinion. I believe women excel at ultramarathons because of feminine energy. And I'm going to talk about a quality of feminine energy I've never heard anybody else talk about. I call this the velvet-covered brick. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and either very brave or maybe not very bright for taking on, you know, that maybe 50% of my audience, 50% of you out there may not like what I have to say. Here I am, a man talking about women's issues, but I've been observing, and this is kind of my thoughts on this issue. The Monday Morning Mindset, what I'm doing here is sharing ideas and tools for helping you develop a strong mindset. Because your mindset determines your success in whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn, and I believe that that having feminine energy is a big part of having a strong mindset. So here we go. If you do a quick internet search and about the difference between masculine energy and feminine energy, you're going to get thousands of opinions. There's all kinds of lists about this, the difference between masculine and feminine energy, and you know they vary but I've summarized them in general to these traits. Now this is not an exhaustive list, but this is kind of my summary in general of the tone of the description between masculine energy and feminine energy. Masculine energy is described as logical and taking action, being task-oriented, assertive, and focused. Those are the kinds of words used. Feminine energy, on the other hand, is described as being intuitive, emotional, relationship-oriented, compliant. Now, I thought that, you know, that would really should raise some flags for women. Compliant, but that was one of the words. And creative. In general, the feeling that I get when reading the masculine words is that masculine energy is tough. Masculine energy is leather. And the words associated with feminine energy in feminine energy is that it's soft. It would be velvet. But what I want to say about feminine energy is don't mistake softness. Don't mistake velvet for being weak, because feminine energy is like a velvet-covered brick. At its core, feminine energy is power for endurance and perseverance. I talk a lot here, you know, I've mentioned it several times about mile 73. Mile 73 in an ultramarathon is where things get real. Mile 73, most runners are in the dark, running with a headlamp, legs are cramping, blisters have been forming, there's chafing in places on your body you never thought possible could be chafing, and in general, you're tired and there's that voice in your head saying, quit. When you are at mile 73, if you rely only on masculine energy to try to deal with everything that you're facing at mile 73, you're asking for trouble. Masculine energy is great for working to fix your body, but masculine energy is not very well equipped to deal with the emotions. And at mile 73, the physical things that are going on create an emotional response, and I think the emotions are more important, just as important to deal with as the physical. Masculine energy will take care of the, you can try to fix the things and try to alleviate some of those symptoms, but don't use masculine energy to try to deal with the emotional problems, because masculine energy's approach to emotions is to block them, ignore them, suppress them. Masculine energy's response to physical pain is the same. And there are a lot of people out there, a lot of runners who talk about how to do this very thing, to use mental toughness, block out the physical pain, ignore the pain. And, you know, men and women do the same thing. I know several runners who have run and completed their 100-mile race with stress fractures. They knew they had a stress fracture. Usually it was somewhere around mile 73, and they went ahead and finished the race even though they had a stress fracture. You can block out the pain mentally, the physical pain, and suppress it. You can suppress emotional pain. But it's not a good strategy, because there is a principle in life that the things that you resist will persist, and actually resisting something like physical pain or emotions, the more you resist, the stronger they seem to get. The thing that to do at mile 73, with the emotional side, the emotional and as well as the thoughts, because thoughts and emotions go together, so that the things you think and the feelings that you feel connected with the pain that you're in at mile 73, you need to use feminine energy to deal with those things. Use masculine energy, fix the blisters, try to eliminate, get a massage gun, rub out the cramps, put lube on where it's chafing, and keep going. But the thoughts and emotions should come from feminine energy. And yes, it seems counterintuitive that the soft side, supposedly what we're saying that those are soft words, the soft side of energy is more effective in dealing with this. But let me tell you three ways how using the power of feminine energy will help in at mile 73. And this goes for life as well. I talk about running an ultramarathon, but the feminine energy is great. Anytime that there is something that is you're having to push through, feminine energy is what I think is required. The first one of these is acceptance versus resistance. We talked a little bit about that just a minute ago. The masculine energy is resist, push it aside, fight it, take action to counter it. But there are a lot of things that can go wrong in a 100-mile race. You can make small errors that can bloom into big problems. The thing is, and there's also things you can't control. You can't control the course. You can't control the heat. You can't control the humidity. You can't control the cold. You can't control the rain. All of those things oftentimes make your mind wish for different circumstances. You go, well, I should have done this, should have done that. Should have brought more lube. Should have brought something for my blister. There are a lot of things that can go wrong, and your mind can spin them into things that you should have done. The masculine energy. You should have taken action to counter them. But you didn't, and you're where you are, and you have to decide what to do. if you're going to continue to rage against what shouldn't have been, that's a masculine energy approach. Feminine energy is accepting what is, accepting where you're at, accepting the mistakes, the things that didn't go right, the things that you could have controlled or you maybe should have or you think you should have. Let go of that whole idea of should have. You are where you are. Don't wish for something different. Accept what is and move forward. That is a feminine energy response to mile 73. Number two, call this feeling versus firewall. Now, firewall is, you know, something that is to resist something to going bad. Resist something that you don't want. You know, you put a firewall on your computer to keep out the bad things from coming in. Nobody wants to feel bad. Nobody wants to feel those things. And so the first instinct is put up a barrier for anything unpleasant, anything difficult or painful. Block out the pain. Shut your feelings in the closet. This is the masculine energy approach. Sometimes that can work for the short term. Lock away how you feel. I will deal with those things later. I'm not going to let this affect me. Then physical pain as well. But it is a superpower if you are willing to feel every emotion. If you're willing to experience the feeling of what your situation is at the present, even physical pain, the willingness to lean into that and experience where you are and experience the results of that emotionally and physically takes away the power from that feeling. It takes away the power of the pain, takes away the power of the emotion. Many of my guests here on this podcast talking about how to deal with the pain when you get to those points, even the physical pain of saying, lean into it, let it experience it. Don't try to block it. Actually is a better long-term solution for letting that kind of come because it comes and goes, which leads to my third point, flow versus fix it. You don't need to fix your feelings. You don't need to look at what I'm supposed to be feeling, what you feel. You shouldn't say I'm supposed to feel a different way than what I feel. Because that's again, a masculine energy approach. Let's fix it. Let's do something different. When you feel your emotions, whatever your emotions are, those are your emotions. And looking at them, trying to analyze them is the masculine energy approach. The feminine energy approach is to let it come and flow with it. Don't try to fix it. Yes, like I said, masculine energy for physical challenges, chafing, blisters, cramped legs, definitely take care of those things. But let your emotions flow. Eventually, they will settle. You don't need to fix them. That's why I say feminine energy is a velvet-covered brick. It appears soft on the surface. It appears that the softness could be weakness. But at its core, feminine energy is solid and durable. So how does this apply to mindset? How does this apply to ultramarathon mindset? In my coaching, I encourage my clients to use both masculine and feminine energy. They work great for where they're most effective. Masculine energy, get stuff done, plan, push forward, take action. Those are all good things. But you need also, if you're going to go the distance in an ultramarathon, you need to push forward, plan, and take action. But you need the feminine side of the energy as well, saying don't stop. Don't stop. In fact, Megan Goodrell, when she finished the Biggs Backyard Ultra and she won it, she said that going into the race, she told herself, I'm not going to quit. This is the balance that I bring to my clients and my coaching programs. So I'm a mindset coach using ultramarathon as a way of showing you how to use these energies. You can overcome any challenge. You can make any goal with this mix of masculine and feminine energy. But I want to, especially my men who may be hearing this for the first time, is that the feminine energy is may use soft language, but there is a solidness there that we all need as men. We need that kind of feminine energy to say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be willing to walk through whatever it takes to get the job done. That drive comes from the feminine energy side. That's why I say it's a velvet-covered brick. If I can help you with anything that you are going through, I help business owners and lawyers help them rescue themselves from burnout. This kind of combination of energy between masculine and feminine is what I teach, what I help people walk through so that you can keep going and get done whatever you want to do. Yeah, give me a call. Contact me here through the website, ultramindsetpodcast.run. That's ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can sign up for a free 25-minute conversation. I will help you get started. This conversation is not a sales call. It is about helping you get started toward what you want to do at life, overcoming the biggest obstacle that's facing you. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.